isn't it?
I guess it is. Let me turn this HF down. Dave? Oh, just wonderful. The kids are upstairs, and I just took time out to work a little DX for the fun of it. And been having fun with that. Got St. Kitts and Nevis and Ireland and the Orkney Islands and Scotland. That was on sideband. I don't usually use that. And talked to France on sideband. And back to Nikola Tesla birthday party for his 165th birthday in Mainz, Germany. Because Shelley studied over there and was down here. And then talked to a guy on sideband in Belgium. And then I just worked Chirico on 12 meters CW. I just been bouncing all over the place for the heck of it.
Well, I just made it from, believe it or not, I just made it from Maggie Valley to Rutherford Road. I'm just crossing over the first railroad bridge here, and in 1 hour.
Well, sound like traffic. How was your sis and all of them up there, and how's your wife doing today, Dave? Over.
A lot better. She took yesterday, basically just, you know, took it easy to get over all of the after effects of the booster, but so she's over that now and doing good. So, I tell you, I was coming down 25, and I went around this little Miata, and he was, he's probably running about 80 miles an hour. And I think I blew by him at 100 and in the right lane. He was in the left lane. I had to go around him. And we were in a curve. And, man, I mean, he tried to keep up with me. It was hilarious watching that little Miata trying to keep up with me. I was just laughing my head off.
Horses to do it. I bet that's fun. Shoot. Well, I hope our grandson doesn't turn his stud horse loose that way. He's got a Mustang, you know, and I always, like yours, I call him the stud horse. but you shouldn't be running 100 miles an hour out there. You know better than that.
Open road, so, you know, what the heck. I was passing people on 26 and around some slower traffic, and it was pretty crowded on 26. 40 wasn't, well, 40 was pretty crowded. 26 was worse, but I still made it an hour. It's supposed to be an hour and a half. It usually takes an hour and a half to get here, so I made pretty good time.
Roger. Well, sometimes conditions merit that, and I won't say I've never done that. The good Lord's got a place for liars, and it's a lot warmer than it is here in South Carolina today. Oh, heck, who's this here? Oh, that's got to be the Rock of Gibraltar, but he's running that FT8 junk. So forget that. I was just looking at the DX thing here. Well, you know, I talked to Shelley about that and told her about your wife, and she said she had a reaction to it. And one of them, I think the first one, she felt malaise or whatever you call it, you know. And my neighbor's wife did too. She just had no energy for a couple of days. And then the second shot, Shelley got a real bad headache. That might have been from Hal, you know, her husband, but just kidding. But they're here, and we've had a good time, and the grandsons and the other daughter and son-in-law are coming over sometime this morning. They were over here way late last night, and Shelly's daughter, our granddaughter, was on the telephone with her friends back at Ohio State till 2:15 in the morning. I was taking a shower at 11:45, and I usually take my shower about, 7 o'clock. Man, I was shot. I guess it's that old syndrome, A-G-E, Dave. Zendero, T-R. Back to you.
CPA. Well, yep. It's catching up with all of us, isn't it? I tell you what, my sister just had her birthday, and mine's in, today's Christmas Eve, isn't it? So mine'll be in 4 days, and it's just another day. That's all I can say. Yeah, that stupid train's still sitting there. I don't know how long it's been. I think it's been about a week now. I think it's just been sitting there. And somebody explained to me what was going on here on 2 meters, but I couldn't tell you. Some kind of hang up on down the track there. They can't move, and he's been blocking all of these side roads coming off of Rutherford. You have to go all the way to Wade Hampton and come and turn back and go over the bridge. And just to get anywhere, it's a little inconvenient, but I guess, heck, I think he said it was costing them something like $1,000 an hour or $1,000 a day or something for that train to sit there. I just can't imagine somebody's having a fit. Well, I'm going to jump out of here a minute. I got to make a stop by a store here, and I'll be back in a minute if you're going to be around. But anyway, good to talk to you. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you later if I don't catch you back here in a few minutes. N0TR, KB4CBA.
Okay, Dave. Well, we're just glad to wake up in the morning and enjoy another beautiful day, as I'm sure you are, too. I hope you're feeling better. I think you pulled a muscle or something. And our youngest daughter is feeling a lot better, but it's going to take her time to heal up. I think it was bulged discs in her back. Until she gets back to a doctor after Christmas. And you're going to be another day older the 27th, and mine's the next month, Dave. And thankfully, hopefully, we'll see them. And by the way, if you're still there, tell me where that train is blocking the tracks at, precisely for an old man here.
Let's see. The best way I can describe it is if you turn on the Rutherford from Wade Hampton and you're headed west, there's about at least the first 3 roads to the left you can't turn. No, 4 to the left you can't turn. They've got it blocked, and it's just sitting there. And honestly, I think when you get to the curve there, right before you get to where the Ingalls is, I think that road's open. I think they disconnected some cars and rolled them out of the way so they could open that intersection up, because they only had a couple of cars that were blocking it. That was the end of it. And so somehow they opened that intersection up, but the rest of it's blocked.
So that one, if you was going down Wade Hampton, I might be way off. You said Ingalls. You mean up there on, not 29. If you're coming north towards my house, you turn left on it there. I'm having a brain damage here. I was reading the DX news here. Down there by Ingalls, you mean if you turn left and headed back towards Wade Hampton, there's blockages in there?
If you're going down Rutherford Road, in other words, off of Wade Hampton, there's an Ingalls there on Rutherford. I can't remember the name of that side road, but you can only turn right there, and those tracks are open on the right. But see, there's tracks on the left, and those are the ones that are blocked, and right in there's a curve, right? Did you go around right before before you get to Ingalls, and that's the first intersection that you can turn left off of Rutherford going west. The rest of the left turns or right turns, depends on which way you're headed, are blocked by the train. At least four of the roads that go between Rutherford and Wade Hampton right there. The one that's used the most is the one that comes right out there at Aldi and comes, you know, right beside Walmart. That road's used a ton, and that one's blocked, and that's probably the most, the one that people are most inconvenienced. But like I said, the railroad's losing a lot of money, so I'm sure they'd like to move it too. But anyway, well, let me run the story here. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, Dave, thank you. I know where you mean now. I'm sorry, I'm a little slow. You know, I'm from Kansas. KB4CBA in 0TR. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'll catch you again, Dave. 73, this is in 0TR. And clear, and I gotta run down the hall.
4RM Mobile, radio check.
Sender OTR. Let me turn this HF down. And you sound just great, Fred. Good morning, Sender OTR. Or good afternoon.
Yeah, I was just got my son's radio installed in his car and just checking it out. Wanted to make sure everything was working. K4RM Mobile.
Okay, Fred, I'd say you're 5758, if he was talking HF, just a tiny bit of noise in there, but just really on the edge of full quieting, Fred.
Low power, I'm going to switch up to mid power and see what kind of difference that makes. Switch up on the power level, Tom.
I believe I'd leave it there, Fred. That's generally where I run mine, I think, in the car. Once in a while, I forget it if I change it. I get in a bad spot, but usually about 15 watts. You don't really need all of that, but it takes any doubt about the hash or anything out, is my personal opinion.
This is that Yaesu FT8800. It's got four power levels. It's got low, mid two, mid one, and high. So I went from low to the next notch up, and I can't remember. I'll have to look at the manual to see what that is. You're probably about right. It's probably around 15 watts. I think low power is like 5 watts, and then it may go to either 10 or 15, and then it steps up, I think, to maybe 25, and then to 50, I believe, is the amount of output on high power. But anyway, appreciate the radio check. I hope y'all doing well. Merry Christmas. Say hello to Miss Bernice, and we'll talk to you later. K4RM Mobile.
Okay, Fred. Give me one more transmission. Can you go one notch higher, or give me a little bit there about relatives or whatever you're doing today? You know, I'll see what it sounds like. It's in your OTR with a house full of guests.
This is K4RM Mobile. I just switched up to the next mid. There's a mid one and a mid two. I just bumped it up to that, so I'm one notch below high power now. Over.
Give me just one second here. Wait a second, friend. Old age is catching up on Tom, and I gotta see if that says zero there. Let's try that. No, that's not it. Hang on a second. There we go. I think that ought to be about right, Fred. Just give me one second here, if you'll bear with me. No, I didn't get it rewound to the right spot. I was going to let you hear it, but you'll just have to take my word for it. It's an excellent signal, Fred. Hope you have a great Christmas Eve, and you've done a fine job on that radio. Over.
I sure appreciate it. I'm going to take your word and bring you up to here. And I just wanted to make sure we had everything working right. So Guys, have a great Christmas. Talk to you. Zero DR.
And did you move, Fred? Your signal went to pot that time. I don't know if it's the repeater. If my signal went bad, it's the repeater. If not, it was you. Extra bad, friend. Extra bad.
The high power, does that make any difference?
I don't know what happened, Fred, but something definitely happened, and it just went all to pot. I'd give you a 449.
What happened here? We've been doing good. I'll muck you around with some stuff and try it again in a little while. Appreciate it. K4RM.
I have to tell you that, Fred, but it really went downhill. If you give me one second here, I'll see if I can play it back to you.
I'm monkeyed with the microphone cable. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. Over.
Absolutely. Almost full quieting now, Fred. No problem. That's a likely cause. It's something that moves.
Microphone cable looked a little suspicious to begin with, so I think we might need to get a new one. Over.
Yes, because it went back down on that transmission. I always tell people that's the good old dynamic test because they do wear out. You can replace that DIN plug on there if you have the tool, if that's the way it's hooked up. And if it's an old one, it may not be.
I got the same radio in my truck. I'm going to go get that microphone out and put it in here and see what... That'll be the real tale. Over.
Roger. I'll stand by in 0TR.
Sir, you're standing and not sitting, KB4CBA.
I'm turning a little bit green. I never did run down the hall, but that's okay. Welcome back to KB4CBA in 0TR.
I just had to stop by the store and pick up one more little gift for my lovely wife that she will be glad to see. And the guy at the store there, he drives a Mustang. He's got a nice black one. That's, can't really tell what year it is. It looks like it might be a 2 or 3 years newer than mine, but anywho, so we were talking, I was telling about, you know, coming back from Maggie Valley, and I can't believe I got back in an hour. That blew my mind. I was at the state line there, the top of that steep grade in 30 minutes. Unbelievable. But anyway, so I'm in the neighborhood here. I'm going less than 20 miles an hour. I hope that's acceptable because the speed limit's 25. And I'm pushing the garage door button. There it goes. So I'm going to sign with you, Tom. You have a good one. 73 is in 0TRKB4CBA. Merry Christmas.
Okay, Dave, good to hear you. Well, you're going to have to pull back on them reins on that stud horse and slow it down. Other than that, you'll have to come borrow my escort radar detector. I don't know if that'd save you at those speeds. Yeah, glad you're back safely. Take care, KB4CBA and 0TR.
I'm mobile. I'm on hopefully a better microphone now, Tom. How is it?
K4RM in 0TR. Excellent. No problem whatsoever, Fred.
Tells me, I was suspicious of the cable to start with, so that confirms it. But and I'm back on low power, by the way. But anyway, I appreciate it. You have a good one, and we'll talk later. K4RM Mobile.
That's there was a little popcorn in there, but let me see here. This was the, this stupid thing isn't working. That's what happened to your signal earlier, Fred. And give me one more transmission, and I'll make sure that one's working okay. In 0-2.
Still on the microphone out of my truck, and back on low power. So if you can tell me how that sounds, I can adjust the power back up if I need to. But this is K4RM Local, Piedmont, South Carolina.
Well, unfortunately, Fred, it went back to the other state, and great deal of popcorn and static in there at that time, Fred. You might try raising the power to it. Otherwise, I don't know, but what I'd get out a good ohm meter and check those connections to the antenna, maybe. Got a PR on it, Fred?
On high power, this is just a little mag mount. We're going to get him a better antenna, but this is just one I had already. But back on high power now, does that make any difference?
Absolutely. It's doing just great there.
Well, I still suspect something with that microphone cable because it's very frayed. But anyway, appreciate it, Tom. Again, you have a good Christmas, and we'll look forward to talking to you. K4RM.
Yeah, that was perfect that time, Fred. What's your QTH right now?
Piedmont, sitting out in the driveway.
Well, you just got a great signal. And you probably don't need that much power, but it's strictly 599 stuff, as we say. Have a good day, Fred. Merry Christmas to you and yours. This is N0TR clear, and I'm going to head down the hall.
Appreciate it. K4RM Mobile clear.